You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis Public Schools offering up campuses as tornado debris drop-off points. Mayor Kara Spencer explains why.
We had to find spots that were big enough, that were flat enough, that were safe enough and could be fenced in and really be partners. And so these were the sites that were really the best fit there.
The first location is Farragut Elementary School at 4205 Sullivan. Spencer says the drop-off points are really for more of tree-type debris, not for things like busted washers and dryers. The Missouri National Guard is helping sort items. Their ultimate destination, such as a trash dump in or outside the area, is still undetermined. They're calling it a massive giveaway today for St. Louis tornado victims. The Church of God in Christ says it begins at 10 this morning at Life Center International Church, 8500 Halls Ferry Road. No IDs are needed to receive items. They include diapers, household products, food, toys, and more. The giveaway begins at 10 and lasts until supplies are gone. We've told you how many of the victims of this month's tornado are under or uninsured. Some are concerned about state and local laws, which say the city of St. Louis holds 20% of an insurance payout in limbo until work begins to fix the property.
These laws have been very, very effective at essentially protecting community from property owners who walk away from totaled properties, leaving the community to deal with the rubble.
Mayor Kara Spencer says as an alderwoman, she saw how the escrow requirement forced owners to fix their properties, but she says she also understands the tornado is a different situation. She says she's working with the state on a way to put the requirement on hold for those directly impacted by the tornado. An adoption event for tornado-impacted animals taking place tomorrow at Union Station. The Humane Society of Missouri, in the aftermath of the tornado, has been distributing thousands of pounds of pet food and giving shelter to pets whose families are currently without housing. Some pets have been surrendered because families can no longer care for them. The Humane Society asking people to step up to foster or adopt. The adoption event will be going on tomorrow from 10 to 2. Homeowners in the region are being encouraged to sign up for free alerts to protect against property fraud. Scammers can attempt to register a fraudulent deed to claim ownership of your home, sell it, or borrow money against it. St. Charles County Recorder of Deeds Mary Dempsey says often property owners don't find out until they're selling.
They can delay your home from being sold while you're looking in to resolve the matter. And then the attorney costs, because you do have to get a court order to remove something from the public record. So, I mean, you're looking at quite a few $1,000s.
The alert program lets property owners know if their name shows up on any documents that someone's submitting to a local recorder of deeds office. Dempsey says any case will also be forwarded to the county prosecutor and sheriff's department. President Donald Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania today to celebrate a details-to-come deal for Japan-based Nippon Steel to invest in U.S. steel. He says the plan will keep the iconic American steelmaker under U.S. control. Trump initially vowed to block the Japanese steelmaker's bid to buy Pittsburgh-based U.S. steel, but he changed course and announced an agreement last week for what he described as a partial ownership by Nippon. There's been no mention about how it would affect steelworkers at the Granite City Mill. fight at downtown Alton Bar early Sunday morning ended with police shooting pepper balls into a crowd outside Hiram's Bar, a disturbance the police chief says has become a regular occurrence. Alton Mayor David Gones.
Two women, I guess I don't know if they were intoxicated, got into a fight in the bar, and it, you know, and the fights, just like in school, it draws crowds.
As far as crowd-drawing fights becoming a regular occurrence?
There have been ongoing issues, and we're working on some things internally that we can't speak at this point.
It wouldn't be a Missouri Broadcasters Hall of Fame induction without some KMOX voices. Michael Calhoun tells us who's going in tonight.
Well, we've got to start with Ron Jacober, who spent 26 years here at KMOX. He was the sports director, a fixture in that sports office and on Total Information AM. Before that, he spent 18 years at Channel 5, of course involved with the Blues and the Cardinals, the Steamers, the Storm, and the Ambush teams here in St. Louis, Mizzou and Illini football, SLU basketball, even covered the Sydney Olympics for CBS. Yes. Jim Jackson is heard on the Cardinals broadcasts, not his voice, but his name. He is one of the best-known broadcast engineers. He sat alongside names like Mike Shannon on the Cardinals radio network since 1998. And incoming Hall of Famer Joe Buck spent 16 years doing the Cardinals on radio and TV here in St. Louis, another 26 doing baseball and football on Fox, and then moved to ESPN in 2022 for Monday Night Football. He was selected to be a part of the class last year. He wanted to be president, couldn't last year, so he'll be inducted into the class of 2025.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.